Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets advanced following another volatile session. Dow added 75 points, or 0.23%, pairing an earlier rally of as much as 481 points. The broader S&P 500 settled 0.3% higher, having been as much as 1.8% higher at its session peak. However, the gains were concentrated with communication services up 1.83% and information technology up 1.65%. The only primary sectors to advance, energy down 1.36%, sat at the bottom of the primary sector leaderboard. The NASDAQ gained 1.01%, having jumped around 2.5% in earlier trading. Apple Inc. up 0.7%, whose market capitalization tops the S&P 500 at US $2.5 trillion, touched a six-month high of US $161.55. Microsoft Corp., the second largest stock by market capitalization at US$2.06 trillion, gained 1.97%. Netflix rallied 9% following a report from Yipit Data that said the streaming giant's gross additions in Canada have improved. Chip maker Nvidia rose 2.73%, extending its rally into 8 consecutive sessions. The small capitalization Russell 2000 lost 0.41%. Block Inc. tumbled almost 15% in trading after short seller Hindenburg Research announced that the payment company was its latest short position, alleging that Block allowed criminal activity to operate with lax controls and highly inflate cash apps transaction user base, a key metric of performance. Hindenburg described Block's internal systems as a Wild West approach to compliance. US regional banks extended the declines recorded in the previous session, with First Republic Bank down 6% after dropping, and PacWest Bancorp minus 8.55%. SPDR, Regional Bank Exchange Traded Fund, dropped 2.78% after falling 5.7% on Wednesday. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in a prepared testimony to a House Appropriations Subcommittee that the US would take additional actions if needed to ensure deposits are safe. "We have used important tools to act quickly to prevent contagion," Ms. Yellen said, "and they are tools we could use again." Elsewhere, Sheila Bair, who ran the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp from 2006 to 2011, told Market Watch that regional banks shouldn't be the only source of worry. "We need to be mindful of all unmarked securities at banks, small, medium, and large." In US economic data, new home sales rose 1.1% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 640,000 units in February, the highest level since August last year, according to the Commerce Department. However, the figure was below economists' forecast for a rate of 650,000. January sales pace was revised lower to 622,000 units from the previously reported 670,000. Separately, weekly job claims fell by 1,000 to a three-week low of 191,000 in the week of 18th of March. Durable goods orders for February and flash readings of the S&P Global Manufacturing and Services Purchasing Managers Indices for March are released tonight. European bourses, little change as fresh weakness for the banking sector down 2.5% were offset by gains for the technology sector up 2.2%, leaving the pan-European stock 600 index 0.21% lower. Construction and oil and gas stocks fell over 1%. Germany's DAX dipped 0.04%. France's CAC edged up 0.11% higher. In broader stock moves, UBS Group fell 4.33%. More analysts were reportedly saying that the decision to allow Credit Suisse AT1 debt holders to be wiped out before all shareholders were would raise the cost of financing of European lenders. London's FTSE lost 0.89% as the Bank of England raised interest rates for an 11th consecutive time. JD Weatherspoons and Smith's Group released first half results tonight. The Monetary Policy Committee voted 7-2 to hike interest rates by 25 basis points to 4.25%. The Bank of England cited stronger than anticipated global growth and the need to ensure that inflation returned to the 2% target sustainably in the medium term in its decision. The central bank said it was still experiencing CPI to fall sharply over the rest of the year, despite a surprise jump in the official CPI measures a day earlier. The Financial Policy Committee also judged that the UK banking system's capital position was robust and liquidity position stronger. Copper gained 1.13% to US$8,989 per tonne, or $4 a pound. Aluminium rose 1.83% to US$2,328 per tonne. Zinc added 0.4% to $2,895.50 per tonne. However, nickel lost 1.01% to $22,535 a tonne. that benchmark spot iron ore fell $2.17 or 1.79% to US$118 per ton. Precious metals markets found support from a weaker US dollar index and declining treasury yields. Gold futures rallied 46.30 US or 2.4% to US$1,995.90 per ounce, touching an intra-session high above 2,000 an ounce. All prices weaker. WTI fell 94 cents or 1.3% to US$69.96 a barrel. Brent shed 78 cents or 1% to US$75.91 a barrel. US Treasury yields fell 9.1 basis points to 3.406. The two-year note yield dropped 16.9 basis points to 3.808%. Both the Swiss National Bank and Norway's Central Bank also increased interest rates overnight. The Aussie dollar is buying 66.75 US cents. Flash readings for the Judo Bank Manufacturing and Services PMIs for March headline today's Australian Economic Calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.